الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه. الحديث الخامس عن أم المؤمنين أم عبد الله عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. رواه البخاري ومسلم. وفي رواية لمسلم: من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد.
شاورهم
لا قل لي قالوا لهم. الحمد لله العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحديث الخامس من الأربعين النووية، حديث أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. رواه البخاري ومسلم. وفي رواية لمسلم: من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. الحديث قليل اللفظ غزير المعنى، يقال أنه عن أمثاله أنه من جوامع الكلم الذي أوتيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكل نص قل لفظه وعظم معناه. ففي قوله: من أحدث في أمرنا هذا، المراد بالأمر هو دين الإسلام الذي أكرم الله عز وجل به الأمة حينما بعث نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم برسالة عامة وشاملة ختمت بها الرسالات، وختم بكتابه الفرقان جميع الكتب المنزلة، وكان مهيمنا عليها وناسخا لها، ولا يقبل من أحد بعد بعثة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يعمل بدين غير دين الإسلام. وإن سموا ما هم عليه بالديانات السماوية والديانات العظمى، فإن الديانات السابقة بعد رسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي بعثه الله إلى الثقلين جميعا لا يجوز لأحد أن يعمل بها، ولا يقبل من أحد أن يعمل بها، ولكن يعمل بما أوحاه الله إلى عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، لأنه خاتم الرسل ومرسل إلى الثقلين، عالم الإنس وعالم الجن. والقرآن الكريم قد دل على ذلك في غير ما آية، كقوله تبارك وتعالى: قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا، وهي عامة وشاملة تشمل جميع الأناسي من العرب والعجم والقاصي والداني، ومن أراد أن يتعبد بشريعة غير شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد بعثته فعمله مردود عليه وهو كافر إن لم يؤمن برسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ويعمل بها، وأن مأواه النار وبئس القرار. فلو أن اليهود والنصارى والملاحدة والمجوس عقلوا وسألوا أهل العلم ليرحموا أنفسهم من نار جهنم لتركوا ما هم عليه من العبادات المحرفة التي حرفت نصوصها وتقبلها وعفاء العقول، ومن عدموا الإيمان وتركوا شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم التي هي الطريق السوي إلى رضا الله وجنته والمنهج السليم إلى الحق. قال الله عز وجل: أن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. فكل من سلك غير هذا الصراط المستقيم الذي هو الإسلام والقرآن وعموما ما جاء به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من الكتاب والسنة فهو الصراط المستقيم، من تركه ومال إلى غيره مما وقع فيه الضلال سواء من اليهود أو النصارى أو المجوس أو الملاحدة، كل هؤلاء في ضلال وبعد عن الحق، ومن مات على ديانته الباطلة ولم يؤمن برسالة محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام يعبد الله بها فهو كافر، لا تنفعه عبادته الباطلة التي أبطلها الإسلام ونسخها، وهو أمر يتفق عليه جميع المسلمين من أعظم التي ما ذكرت لكم من الآية السابقة: قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا. وقد قال الله تعالى: من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا. وقال سبحانه تبارك: الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده أي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. والعالمون كل ما سوى الله تبارك وتعالى. وفي هذا المعنى قال النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم: والذي نفسي بيده
لا يسمع بأحد من هذه الأمة يهودي أو نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي جئت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار. فما بقي من شك عند أحد أن الذين يتعبدون الرسالات السماوية غير رسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، سواء قالوا إنهم أتباع موسى أو عيسى، فإن عبادتهم باطلة ودعواهم كاذبة، ومآلهم إن ماتوا على ذلك النار وبئس القرار. إذن من أحدث في أمرنا هذا، أي الأمر الذي جاء به الرسول الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام، والأمر الذي جاء به الرسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو كتاب الله الكريم الفرقان المبدوء بالحمد لله بفاتحة الكتاب والمختوم بالجنة والناس، وسنته الكريمة الثابتة عنه الصحيحة سندا ومتنا. هذا هو الأمر الذي جاء به وأمر الله عالم الإنس والجن من يوم بعثته أن يقتدوا به ويلتزموا برسالته ويلزموا أنفسهم بذلك ويتركوا كل ما خالفها. وفي الحديث الثابت عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: لو كان أخي موسى حيا ما وسعه إلا أن يتبعني. وموسى هو الرسول الكريم المكلم. لو كان يوم بعث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، لو كان موسى على قيد الحياة أو غيره من الرسل والأنبياء على قيد الحياة، ما وسعهم أن يخرجوا عن شريعة محمد، بل لزمهم أن يعبدوا الله بشريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لإلزام الله لهم بل لعالم الإنس والجن. فلتعلموا ما بارك الله فيكم أن دعوة اليهود ودعوى النصارى في هذا الزمن وقبل هذا الزمن من بعد البعثة المحمدية، دعواهم أنهم أهل ديانات سماوية قديمة وكبيرة، دعوة باطلة باطلة، من التزم بها قادته إلى الجحيم لأنه ترك الصراط المستقيم. إذن بشهادة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مع شهادة القرآن أن كل من تعبد بغير رسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فعمله مردود عليه غير مقبول ولا معتبر ولا في صحيفة الحسنات بل في صحيفة السيئات. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون ولا يعقلون. والرواية الثانية هي بمعنى الرواية الأولى: من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد، أي من تقرب إلى الله بشيء من الأعمال لا تقره شريعة الإسلام التي جاء بها رسول الإسلام محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام من قول أو فعل ظاهر أو باطن، فهو مردود عليه، لا يقبله الله بل يرده على عامله، ومن رد عليه عمله فهو المبطل، ومن تقبل الله عز وجل عمله منه فهو المحق الذي سلك الصراط المستقيم وخالف طرق أصحاب الجحيم التي حذر منها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حين خط خطا مستقيما وقال هذا صراط الله، وخط خطوطا عن يساره وشماله وقال هذه الطرق، على كل طريق شيطان يدعو إليه يقول للناس هلموا، فمن سلك تلك الطرق انقطعت به وهلك، ومن استقام على الصراط المستقيم ومشى فيه فإنه ناج، لأنه عمل بالإسلام الذي جاء به رسول الإسلام عليه الصلاة والسلام. والخلاصة أن هذا الحديث على وجازته فيه دعوة إلى التمسك بما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جملة وتفصيلا. العبادات والمعاملات والسلوك وغير ذلك، وهو في نفس الوقت يرد على أهل البدع والضلال على اختلاف أنواعهم، على أهل البدع من المشركين والكافرين فبدعهم أشنع البدع ولا مغفرة لمن مات منهم على ذلك، ولا يرحم لأنه لم يأتي بأسباب الرحمة، وما دون ذلك من كبائر الذنوب فصاحبها تحت المشيئة إذا كان من أهل التوحيد. فإذا جاء العمل موافق لمنهج رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام الذي مشى عليه السلف الصالح، إذا جاء العمل موافق لذلك قبل، وإذا جاء العمل مخالفا لما كان عليه السلف الصالح الذين ورثوا عقيدتهم ومنهجهم وسلوكهم عن نبيهم عليه الصلاة والسلام وتمسكوا بذلك وعضوا عليه بالنواجذ، من أخذ به نجا، لأن الأخذ به هو الصراط المستقيم الذي أمرنا الله عز وجل في أعظم سورة في القرآن أن نكرره سائلين الله التوفيق له، ما في قوله الحق اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، والمنعم عليهم أربعة أصناف جاء ذكرهم، سورة النساء في قول الله عز وجل ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين، هذان صنفان، والشهداء والصالحين، وهذان صنفان، وهذه الأصناف الأربعة هم أهل الجنة. ومن خالف منهجهم هلك وترد في النار وبئس القرار. فدعوة كل داعية مسلم من يوم بعث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى يوم القيامة دعوتهم للناس أن يسلكوا الطريق المستقيم الموصل إلى رضا الله ودار كرامته، وأن يجتنبوا طرق الجحيم التي ضرب لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المثل الرائع عندما خط خطا مستقيما كما أسلفت قريبا، وخط بجانبه خطوطا وبين أن الخط المستقيم هو الطريق الموصل إلى الله وإلى دار كرامته، وأن الخطوط التي بجانبه إنما هي خطوط وقفت عليها الشياطين تدعو الناس ليخرجوا عن الصراط المستقيم ويقتحموها فيكونوا من أصحاب الجحيم. رزقنا الله وإياكم وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات حسن الاتباع، ووفقنا لترك الابتداع، إنه سميع مجيب. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
يقول إذا صلى شخص خلف إمام لا يرفع يديه حذو منكبيه عند الركوع وعند الرفع منه، هل يفعل ذلك المأموم؟ وهل يتبعه مثلا يقلده؟ إنما جعل الإمام
يطبق المأموم يطبق السنة، ولو لم يرفع الإمام يديه المأموم الذي عنده علم عن هذه السنة يطبقها، ولا تعتبر مخالفة منهي عنها للإمام، ويعلم الإمام.
سائل يسأل يقول هل يجوز له أن يتعلم القرآن من شخص لا يعرف منهجه ولا عقيدته؟
يتعلم منه القرآن، فإذا بدا له شيء من المخالفات فلينصحه، فإن قبل فذاك وإلا فليعتزله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. On the authority of the mother of the believers, Umm Abdullah, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever innovates into this affair of ours, that which is not from it, shall have it rejected. Related by Bukhari and Muslim. And in another narration of Muslim, whoever does an action that is not from this affair of ours shall have it rejected. The Shaykh Hafidhullah began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, and by sending the peace and blessings of Allah upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and upon his companions. Then the Shaykh began by saying, we begin this lesson with the fifth narration or the fifth hadith in the book of Imam Nawawi, the 40 hadith. And it is the hadith of the mother of believers, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever innovates into this affair of ours, that which is not from it, shall have it rejected. Narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. And in the other narration of Muslim, whoever does an action that is not from this affair of ours shall have it rejected. So the Sheikh said, this narration has a few words, but it is great in meaning. It's deep in meaning. And it can be said regarding this narration that it is from the comprehensive speech that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with. And the comprehensive speech is every text or every statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that had few words but was large in meanings. So the Shaykh said in the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever innovates in this affair of ours, which is not from it, shall have it rejected. The Sheikh said, this affair here means Islam. This affair means Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave this nation dignity with, when he sent his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the message, with a general message for everyone and for all mankind and jinn. And it was the seal of all the seal of the prophethood and the seal of all the previous messages and all the previous books, and also the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abrogated all the previous legislation beforehand. And it is not accepted from anyone after the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a messenger. It is not accepted from anyone that he works or he implements any religion other than Islam. The Sheikh said, even though some people would say that we remain upon the previous religions before Islam, the religions that were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Islam, even if they say that we remain upon that, that is not accepted from them after the message of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messenger to mankind and to the jinn, and it's not permissible for any man or any jinn to follow any other religion other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated through his messenger, because he is the seal of the prophets and he is sent to both mankind and jinn. And the proof can be found in the Quran, as the Sheikh said, like the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, say, speaking to the messenger, say, O people, I am the messenger of Allah to you all. And the Sheikh said, this is general and also includes the Arabs and the non-Arabs, and the distant and the one who is near. So whosoever seeks to follow any religion other than Islam after the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, then his action is rejected. His action is rejected. And this person is a disbeliever if he does not implement the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his fate, the fate of this person, is the hellfire. And what a evil fate. Then the Sheikh carried on by saying, even if the Jews and the Christians and the fire worshippers and the atheists, if the Jews and the Christians and the fire worshippers and the atheists asked the people of knowledge to clarify for them and leave off the worship before Islam and the worship that they used to follow, which on the books they used to follow, which has been changed, then they would have advised them that the actions would be rejected if they still remain upon that. And those people are the ones who left or stayed away from the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the correct methodology. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is my straight path, so follow it and do not follow other paths, so it will divide you away from it, or will deviate you away from it. Then the Sheikh said, everyone who follows this straight path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about is the Quran and the Sunnah. The straight path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about is the Quran and the Sunnah, and what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and whoever follows other than that, then he will fall into the misguidance, like the Jews and the Christians, the people who are upon misguidance, like the Jews, the Christians, the fire worshippers and the atheists. So all of those, the Sheikh said, are upon misguidance and they are far away from the truth. And whosoever dies upon that, or dies upon this false religion, and he did not believe in the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this person is a disbeliever. His worship does not benefit him. His false worship does not benefit him, the Sheikh said, because Islam declared those religions, or the people who remain upon those religions after the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent, he declared those people to be upon falsehood, or their worship to be invalid. And Islam abrogated that which came before it. And this is an affair, the Sheikh said, this is an affair which is agreed upon between the Muslims. that Islam abrogated the religions before. And the Shaykh said, the proof for this is what I have mentioned to you from the Quran previously, the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O people, I am indeed the Messenger of Allah to you all. And also the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whosoever obeys Allah, then he has obeyed Allah. Whosoever obeys the Messenger, then he indeed has obeyed Allah. And also the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessed be he, the one who revealed the Furqan upon his slave. And the Shaykh says, his slave here, meaning the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِيَكُونِ الْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. So it might be as an admonition for the mankind, or admonition for all beings. And al-alameen here, the Shaykh said, is everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger for everyone. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of something which is similar to that. And he said in the hadith, by the one whose my soul is in his hand, it should not be that any person, whether Jew or Christian, should hear of me and does not follow me, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw him in the hellfire. So the Shaykh said, so there is no doubt that those people who follow those religions other than Islam and deviate or leave off the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it be by following Musa alayhi salam or following Isa alayhi salam, then their call is batil, is falsehood, and they are in the hellfire. So the Shaykh said, therefore, whoever innovates into this affair of ours, that which is not from it, shall have it rejected. And the Shaykh said here, again, the affair is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also came with. And it is the book, which is the Quran, and the book which is, the Shaykh said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with Surah Al-Fatiha, all the way to Surah Al-Nas. This is the Quran and the book. And also discusses the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the affair, he means the Quran and the Sunnah, which is authentically reported from him. So this is the affair that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the mankind and the jinn to hold on to and to leave off anything that opposes that. And the Shaykh said in a correct or authentic hadith narrated from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, if my brother Musa was still alive, then he could not do anything except to follow me. Then the Shaykh said, and that Musa is the Messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken to directly. If he was alive, and anyone else from the prophets and the messengers, if they were alive, then they could not do anything except to follow the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But rather, it's obligatory upon them to follow that. So know, may Allah bless you, the Shaykh said, that the call of the Jews and the Christians in this time and in the previous times, the call of them being upon the revealed religions from Allah, or religions from that were revealed by Allah, this is a false call. And whoever remains upon that, then this will lead him to the Jahim, to the hellfire, because he has left off the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. So the Shaykh said, with the testimony of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran, that everyone who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with other than the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his action is rejected. His action is rejected and is not it is not considered, and it's not even written in the in a good deeds book, but rather it will be in a bad deeds book if you follow other than the religion of Muhammad, and you worship Allah with other with the religion other than the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Shaykh said, quoted the ayah of Allah, وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرْ نَاسِ لَا يَعْقُلُونَ, and the most people do not ponder. And in the other narration, which is narrated by Imam Muslim, whoever does an action that is not from this affair of ours shall have it rejected. The Shaykh says, this means that whosoever seeks closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by worshipping him or carrying out any actions that the Sharia, the legislation of Islam, does not approve of, whether it be a statement or an action, inwardly or outwardly. And this is rejected, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept it if the Islam does not approve of it. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his action, then this the person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who seeks the straight path. And this is the straight path and the path that opposes the people of the hellfire. And this is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded his nation when he in the narration when he drew a line, a straight line to the companions, and he drew lines beside it, and he said, "This is the straight path, and all the lines beside it is the lines which could lead you to hellfire, and upon every sideline is the shaitan calling people to the hellfire." And whosoever, the Sheikh said, whosoever follows these sidelines, then he is the person who is destroyed. And whosoever remains upon the straight path and walked on the straight path and remained upon it, then this person is the one who achieves salvation, because he has worked or he has implemented Islam, which the Messenger of Islam came with, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Sheikh said, the summary of this is that this narration, although is few in words, but it also calls to holding firm to what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. Whether generally or in detail, whether in worship, dealings with the people, behavior, and so on. And also at the same time, the Sheikh said, this refutes the people of innovation. This hadith refutes the people of innovation in the many types. And the worst of them are the disbelievers. The worst of them are the disbelievers. And there is no forgiveness for them if they die upon what they are upon, because they have not achieved the reasons for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have not achieved the reasons for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, the Sheikh said, the people of the major sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them if he wishes. And if the action of the person comes and it is according to what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with and what the Salaf, the pious predecessors, done, then this action is accepted. This action is accepted. As for if this was the opposite and it contradicted what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with and what the pious predecessors, the Salaf Salih, came with, then this person is the one who is upon destruction. And the Sheikh said, because the Salaf, the pious predecessors, they were upon the straight path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow in the greatest surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to repeat many times in every prayer during the course of the day. And the Shaykh mentions and commenting on the statement of Allah, the path of those who you have bestowed your blessing upon, he says those people are of four types. Those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed his blessing are four types. And they are taken from the Quran. He said the messengers, the truthful ones, the martyrs, and the pious ones. Those are the four types of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about in Surah Al-Fatiha. So the Sheikh said those are the people who will enter the paradise. And he said every call to every person who calls the people to Islam, they have to, from the start of creation up to the day of judgment, then they should be calling the people to follow the straight path. They should be calling the people to follow the straight path that will reach or will take them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to leave off all the deviated paths. Na'am? All the deviated paths, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did when he drew the line, the straight line and the sidelines next to it, and he ordered the Sahaba to stick to the straight line, and he warned them of the other lines which have a shaitan on each of them, leading the people to be from the people of the Jahim, the hellfire. The Shaykh said at the end, may Allah grant us and you and the believing women and the believing men the following of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the leaving off of the newly invented matters and the innovation in the religion. And he said, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The first question to the Shaykh was the raising of the hands in a prayer. Is it sunnah? And sometimes we pray behind an imam who does not raise his hands before ruku' and after rising from ruku'. So do we follow him? Do we imitate him? Even though the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed the imam was put so the people follow him or the people imitate him. The Shaykh said, the person who prays behind the imam, he follows the sunnah. He follows the sunnah even if the imam did not follow it. So even if the imam did not raise his hands, which is a sunnah, then the person still raises his hands. And he said, you teach the imam the sunnah. Na'am? You teach the imam the sunnah. So, and you do not imitate him if he left off the sunnah. The second question was, I want to memorize the Quran, but the person who is teaching it, I do not know his manhaj, his methodology. So, is it okay to learn from the Quran from him? Is it okay to learn the Quran from him? The Shaykh said he learns the Quran from him, and if he saw anything from him which is يعني opposing the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he should advise him. So, if anything was made apparent to him from the opposition of the Sharia, then he should advise him. Otherwise, then he should boycott him. And he should leave him, the Shaykh said. Na'am. And upon that note, we conclude the talk, inshallah. And barakallah feekum for attending. And inshallah, we keep you updated with the next talks, inshallah, coming up. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.